Laser lights aimed at incoming planes have forced air traffic controllers in Sydney to divert incoming flights several times. Officials have said that on one day last month, six aircraft were hit by a coordinated stream of blinding green lights. Pilots complained that the lights impaired their vision. Those responsible used handheld laser pointers, which are common tools for teachers and others doing presentations and are freely sold. Australian police say the laser lights could cause a plane to crash. Peter Somerville from the Australian and International Pilots Association says the problem is getting worse.
The first thing to note with the most recent attacks is that there's been a level of organisation. And certainly that's a very unwelcome development and a new stage in this process. Three or four lasers that were being utilised from, as I understand it, different locations. And so those things don't happen by accident.
These cluster attacks have worried the authorities so much that Australia's intelligence agency, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, has been brought in to help find those responsible. Most major airports across the Australian continent face a similar threat from laser attacks. Senior officials in Canberra have discussed a range of responses, including restricting the sale of laser pointers and harsher penalties for those using them against aircraft. Culprits already face up to 2 years in prison and heavy fines. Catching those responsible has been arduous work for the authorities. They've made only a handful of arrests, and the problem has continued. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.